Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the fourth perek of Maseches Erevin, and we are up to Perek Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. So we've been discussing Tchum Shabbos, and if a person is traveling on Shabbos, and if he went outside of his Tchum on Shabbos, so what? And if a person is traveling before Shabbos and didn't quite get to where he wanted to get by Shabbos, so we said that if you get within the Tchum of the city that you're going to when Shabbos starts, so then you can have the Tchum of that city. You could be considered a resident of that city. But what if you weren't able in advance to get to your destination before Shabbos, and you didn't designate the city that is your destination as your makom dira, as your place where you're going to be spending Shabbos, as a place of your primary residence on Shabbos. So Misha Yashav Baderech, a person was sitting down on the road to rest, and he didn't realize that he was within the tchum of the city where he was traveling to. Va'amad v'rav, areyu samachlir. And then he stands up and he looks and he says, "Oh my gosh, I'm right here, I'm right near the city." So had he known that, he would have designated the city as a place that he, as his place for Shabbos. But since he didn't have that explicit intention before Shabbos, he's not allowed to go into the it doesn't mean he's not allowed to go into the city. It means he's not allowed to be considered a resident of that city, which would mean that he's not allowed to walk throughout that entire city plus 2,000 amos all around the city, meaning we have to measure his tchum, his 2,000 amos tchum, from where he is right now, and he can only walk to the end of that tchum, even if that happens to be smack in the middle of the city. Divrei Meir. So he's lo yikanes le'ir, meaning he's not allowed to just freely walk throughout the whole city like all the residents of the city. He's only allowed to go up until 2,000 amos from where he is. But Rabbi Yehuda omer yikanes. Rabbi Yehuda says that since he was within the tchum of the city when Shabbos started, so that's perfectly fine. He's considered to be, so just like anyone who lives in that city, and he can go throughout the entire city, and he can go 2,000 amos in any direction outside of the city, because it's clear that that's what he wanted. He didn't have to openly designate it in advance. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda said, "I'll bring you a raya. Maisa hayav nichnas Rabbi Tarfon b'lo miskavein. This very thing happened to Rabbi Tarfon, that he was traveling and he didn't realize that he was within Tchum Shabbos when Shabbos started of a particular city, but it was the city that he was going to, and he went into the city and he traveled, he walked throughout the entire city, and he went 2,000 amos beyond the city." So the case was, the Gemara explains that after he spent the night outside of the city, people from the city told him, "By the way, you're within the tchum." And once he had that information, he walked within the city and the 2,000 amos around the city. Now, if you were very far from the city and you decided to spend Shabbos on the road, then that place where you are when Shabbos starts becomes your location, and your tchum is 2,000 amos from that place. So the Mishnah talks about, do you need to have in mind to spend Shabbos where you are in order to make your tchum centered on where you are? Misha yashin bedarach v'lo yoda shechashecha. What if you were sleeping when Shabbos started and you didn't know? You were totally lacking consciousness when Shabbos started, so you couldn't have been thinking this is your place of residence. So yesh l'apayim amel kol ruach. You still get 2,000 amos in every direction from where you are when Shabbos started, even though obviously you had no kavana. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that's the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that it's automatic that you get the Tchum Shabbos from where you are. But for Chachamim Omrim, Ein lo ela arba amos. Chachamim say, since you didn't have Kavana, without express Kavana, you only get 4 amos in each direction from where you are. That's as far as you're allowed to move on Shabbos. If you don't have a place of residence, you don't get a Tchum, you just have your Makom. Now, Makom HaShaladam is Dalet Amos, so we assume that that's the amount of space that a person needs just to be able to, that's considered to be the person's current space. So the Chacham hold that if you don't have a Tchum, you get 4 amos in each direction, which would mean you really get 8 by 8 amos. So Reb Lazar says, you don't get 4 amos in each direction. V'hu be'emtza, you get 4 amos total, and you're in the middle of that 4 amos. Rabbi Dom Relezer Rosh Yitzhiyelech. Rabbi says, you can walk 4 amos in any direction that you choose. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda also says, you only get 4 amos, but you don't have to be, wherever you're standing doesn't have to to be in the middle of those four amos. You could choose which four amos it is. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that once you choose your four amos in one direction, so then you're not let it go in a different direction. That's it. That's your four amos. So basically we have three opinions about a person having, well, really four opinions. If a person doesn't have kavana for a Tchum Shabbos, so the first opinion was that he gets 2,000 amos from wherever he is, even without any kavana. The second opinion is that he gets 8x8 amos. Third opinion, he gets 4x4 amos, but where he is the middle of the 4x4 amos. And the fourth opinion is he gets 4x4 amos, but he could choose where those 4x4 amos. He could be at the edge of those 4x4 amos. So let's review what we learned today. Mishnah Dalet, we learned that if a person didn't realize that he was within the tchum of a city when Shabbos started, and then but it's a city that he was going toward, that he was trying to get to, and then he stands up on Shabbos and he sees, oh my gosh, I'm right there in the tchum. So the Rav Meir holds he's not considered a resident of that city, and Rabbi Yehuda says yes he is, and Rabbi Yehuda proves it because Rabbi Tarfon did this exact thing, and he walked through the entire city and the 2,000 amos all around it. And then Mishnah Hey, we said if someone didn't even realize where he was, didn't even realize that Shabbos was starting, so he never had kavana to be kona shvisa where he was. So we had these four different opinions. Rabbi Yochum and Nuri holds that he gets 2,000 amos from wherever he is. The Chacham say that he only gets dalet amos, but there are three versions of the Chacham. What that means, he only gets dalet amos. Either the Chacham say he only gets dalet amos in any direction, which means really 8x8 amos. Rabbi Lezer says he gets 4 amos, he gets dalet amos, but it's not in every direction. He's considered to be in the middle of those 4 amos, so it's 2 amos in every direction. And Rabbi Yehuda says he gets to choose which 4 amos, which direction he's going to take his 4 amos, but it's only 4 amos, it's not 8 amos. Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Vav.